This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles so everything you're listening to sounds its best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
By 2038, extreme heat trends could potentially make whole regions of the United States unlivable.
The world will end next week! Ban your children's college fund! Thaw that turkey now!
Some of us have to actually live the future that you all are setting on fire for us.
Well, we have 30 seconds left. Any other cuckoo yip-yap?
You all are still promoting and selling fossil fuels that are killing millions of people. This is a striking example of white supremacy.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
It's going to be the most expensive Thanksgiving for Americans. I wonder if President feels a little like Charlie Brown in that famous scene with the football.
It's time I'm going to kick that football clear to the moon.
What we did was clumsy. This was not done with a lot of grace.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to call us. We're going to take a lot of calls. We're going to talk about the state police, the dogs, and the unfortunate incident this morning. One of the graduates of the State Police Academy out in New Braintree just last week was involved in a fatal accident involving a motorcyclist on the expressway, and it turns out that his license had been suspended for 5 days on a medical emergency in April. Very strange story. We'll get it more into this. His last name is Carr, no relation. He's from Monson. There's a picture of him in the. He was released on $5,000 bond. He is vaccinated. So you know he has a strange driving record for a guy who just got added to the state police. But he is vaccinated. I guess that's the important thing, isn't it, Governor Parker? Anyway, 844-500-4242. It's the weekend, and there's only a few weekends left to get signatures. Speaking of Charlie Parker, he wants to increase the gas tax in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts by, according to one study by Tufts University, as much as 38 cents a gallon, which would make the gas tax 62 cents per gallon. And so we're trying to stop that with a referendum question, put it on the ballot for November of 2022. But we need to get signatures. And, it's going to be a crappy weather weekend again. Parts of the state still don't have any electricity. So we need to really get down to it and get as many signatures as we can. We tweeted out the links to the website where you can see where you can sign the petition. And there's also another ballot question that would be good to sign the petitions if you can, and that's for voter ID in Massachusetts, to require voter ID. So Taylor, what are the addresses for people? If the one for the it's called the Transportation Climate Initiative Tax.
Yeah, that's stoptcitax.com.
stoptcitax.com, and apparently there have been some updates to the site in the last few hours. There's a few there's a site in North Andover that's not going to be in operation at the Market Basket, but there's been some new sites added down on the Cape. So we're going to try to get you that information. Check it out if you're making plans. And what's the site for voter ID?
MassVoterID.com.
MassVoterID.com. And again, this is really important to get both of these onto the ballot. We only have until November 17th. You need 80,000 signatures confirmed signatures on the ballot. So you need about 100,000 to 120,000 signatures, raw signatures, to hand in to the cities and towns. So we only have a couple of weeks left. Now, Grace is getting married in a couple of weeks, and I'll be back in town, not next week, but the week after. I'll be back in this in Boston. And 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to be doing an event remote at Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. And so we'll be collecting signatures that night. But it would be great if you could get it done, if you could sign up before, so we don't have to wait till the last minute. But anyway, if you can, check out those two websites and let us know what's happening. Or just check it out, get down there, sign up, and maybe you could pick up a if you have people that are that can't get to the locations, whether it's a Market Basket or a Stop and Shop or some grocery store or shopping center, or down on the Cape, there's some of the dumps. Or can you call it a dump anymore? I don't know if you can call it a dump. The recycling facility, I guess you call it. And so check it out and get those signed. And if you can't get to any of those locations, 2 weeks from tonight, we will be at Scally's Irish Ale House in West Yarmouth. And if you come by, you can sign up for, you can sign both petitions, and you can get a free copy of one of my books autographed, because we'll be giving them away. We're looking forward to having a big turnout that night. Okay, 844-500-4242. That is the number if you would like to give us a call here this afternoon. I want to give you an update. We finally have Jeff Deal on the line. He wanted to make the pitch. He's, again, as you probably know, he's running for governor against Charlie Parker as a Republican. He's a former state rep from Whitman. And he is also he's also one of the people who was involved in the 2014 campaign to end a referendum campaign to end the automatic gas tax increases that the legislature had pushed through. So, Jeff, you want to make the pitch to tell people to get out and sign these petitions this weekend so we can get these two questions onto the ballot?
Yes, sir. Well, first of all, Howie, thanks for having me on. So Governor Baker's got the TCI plan to make your gas tax go up every year. Gas will cost more. We just had the whole storm down here. People had to run generators. It was about, $50 a day worth of gas I was using to get through. So it's going to cost more if you don't get this thing passed. So we got to get the TCI forms passed and voter ID. You guys know how important it is to make sure we have a secure vote. President Trump's been talking all about it. We got to make sure we secure the vote in 22. And obviously in 24, that means in Massachusetts, we need to pass this ballot question so that you show your ID to vote and you don't have people who are not here legally voting, or you have all that other shenanigans. So please, we are in a crunch now. The storm that hit the South Shore is going to put a crimp in some of the collecting down in this area. And I know that we're supposed to have bad weather this weekend, which means if you can get out there, go to the websites and make sure that you sign up or call people, the organizers, to find out where they're going to be, or look on the websites. They will tell you where they are. Then you'll be able to go out there and sign those forms. So please do it now. We've only got a couple weeks left.
Right. And if you can, if you know people that aren't going to be able to get out or aren't that into it, and you can get their signatures, you can just grab a blank petition at the location where you go tomorrow or Sunday, and maybe take it home and get a couple of more signatures and then bring it back or bring it to the city or town hall where you are. I mean, every little bit helps. It's an arduous process to get over 100,000 signatures, and everybody's working very hard. And if you can help out, we'd all really appreciate it, and you would appreciate it too. When the tax on a gallon of gasoline is not 62 cents but 24 cents.
Right. Look, it's in your hands. Everybody was able to help win this thing back in 2014. It's going to take everybody doing it again. Of course, the legislature, the number of signatures we need has gone up. It used to be 70-plus thousand, and then now it's over 80,000. But the thing is, we have to collect extra, so you have to get those 100, 110,000 at least. And then we're going to have to collect more if the legislature doesn't adopt it, which is likely. But let's worry about that next. Let's get it to the ballot first.
All right, Jeff. And again, if you can help out and you need to see where you can go, the addresses are massvoterid.com and stoptcitax.com. And if you follow me on Twitter, we've already tweeted out those addresses, and you can see where you have to go. And some places, most of the places are tomorrow, but there's some that are open on Sunday as well. So get down there and sign up and do what you can, help out. And that's what we'll all be looking to get this onto the ballot, both of these questions. Thanks, Jeff Deal. If people want to go to your see your website, what's the address?
Yeah, jeffdeal.com, GEOFFDIEHL.com. You can find out where I'm going to be, and I'll always have signature clipboards with me as well. So whenever you see me at an event, you can either sign there or take sheets with you as well. Got to get it done.
Great. Maybe I'll see you at Scally's Irish Ale House two weeks from tonight in West Yarmouth.
I can't wait. I'm putting my shoes on, and we're going to get out there and have a good time. Hopefully.
We'll get lots and lots of signatures that night. It's a great place to go and hang out and get a free book from Howie Carr Show. All right. Thank you, Jeff Deal. 844-500-4242. We'll be taking more calls and talking about this rookie state cop who's no longer a rookie state cop after what happened early this morning. Unfortunately, killed a motorcyclist while allegedly driving drunk. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
Watch out for them spooks, spooks, spook of those nasty old spooks, 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 spooks. Maybe you don't think it's so, but I know what I know.
Good choice of Halloween music from the long ago 1950s there, Taylor. Good job. Control the vibes with Raycon wireless earbuds. Their new everyday earbuds look, feel, and sound better than ever with three new sound profiles, so everything you're listening to sounds its very best. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. What's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Which classic movie monster does Joe Biden most closely resemble? Frankenstein's monster, Dracula, the mummy, the wolfman, or the invisible man?
One of the texters says he voted for Dracula because Biden is like a vampire sucking the life out of the United States of America. That's a good argument, but I'm still voting for the mummy.
Well, Biden has said himself that he's not a bloodsucker. Like, remember that debate moment?
No.
Oh, I'll have to find that cut for you. But 45% say the mummy, 42% say the invisible man.
Those eyes of his are very scary. They look like they're black. I wonder how you end up with black eyes.
Black? He's got pretty blue eyes from what I've seen.
I think they're naturally blue eyes.
They're only black when he's depleted of his blood supply.
That's what I'm talking about, Taylor. I mean, I think his eyes look a little blacker than blue these days. But that's just... Maybe I'm a little on the colorblind side. I don't know. Anyway, Rambo 4-1.
But some of the stuff, I mean, QAnon, the idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and no, I'm serious. That's.
Well, you think he's ever seen QAnon? I don't think.
We are not defunding the police.
And are there people who in the Democratic Party?
Are there people in the Republican Party who think we're sucking the blood out of kids?
He gets things into his head, you know, and he just keeps repeating them. You know,
maybe he doth protest too much.
Yeah, like, you know, what did Angie? What do you think of that? Why does he keep talking about sucking blood of little kids, Angie, baby? All right, 844-500-4242. Rambo, 13. He's a real stalwart when it comes to collecting signatures. He is he's going to be back out again this weekend at the Big Y on in Southampton. He'd be at the Big Y in Southampton, and that's great. Okay, 844-500-4242. An off-duty rookie state police officer who just graduated from the academy last week was arrested this morning in connection with a pre-dawn crash that claimed the life of a motorcyclist on the expressway, the Southeast Expressway. The probationary trooper is Christopher Carr, 25, of Munson. He was arraigned this afternoon in Dorchester Court, District Court, on charges of motor vehicle homicide while operating under the influence and negligent operation of a motor vehicle, a 2020 Ford Explorer. A not guilty plea was entered for him, free on a $5,000 cash bail with orders to refrain from alcohol and driving. He must also submit to regular urine tests. Carr's driving record provided by the RMV, the Registry of Motor Vehicles, shows his license was suspended today as an immediate threat. That's standard, right? His license, though, this is interesting. His license had previously been suspended in April as an immediate threat medical, quote, immediate threat medical, but it was reinstated 5 days later. What's that all about? When did he go to the into the academy? How long is the academy? Probably not long after his license had been suspended as immediate threat medical. He was also involved in two earlier surchargeable accidents. Well, you don't know what that's all about. He lost control of the SUV, hit the median barrier. He was heading south before coming to a stop perpendicular to the two left travel lanes. He and a female passenger who was 24 exited the vehicle, and then a motorcycle driven by a 51-year-old man from Winthrop, Christopher Zike, struck the Explorer. And he was taken to be at the Boston Medical Center and pronounced dead. And the young Stady was taken to Mass General with possible minor injuries and then transferred to the custody of the state police, who booked him in South Boston. Carr and his father, who's not my brother, by the way, both declined to comment as they left the courthouse Friday. State police said Carr, assigned to the Westfield Barracks, was relieved of duty following his arrest. The agency said he would be fired today. Steve from Springfield, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
I was thinking I might actually have an optimistic spin about what the Democrats are doing, because the thing is, if we do have a serious, like, bond market or dollar crash, how are the Democrats going to pay the welfare payments? How are they going to pay the subsidized
You're looking at a stock market crash, and you're optimistic, Steve? Boy, have our expectations been lowered by the Biden presidency.
Well, the thing is, unfortunately, people don't wake up unless there's a crisis. It's always been like that throughout history. People do not wake up unless there's a serious crisis.
I know. I was really happy on election night 1980, but boy, it was a pretty rotten couple of years leading up to that night, wasn't it? And then it took two more years to get the economy back on track after Carter destroyed it the way Biden's is destroying it. Only Biden's much worse. All right, we'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I have an update on the state police dogs and also an interesting text from a state police officer. A good state police officer. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So now we found out the names of the dogs that that are now in a kennel. This is you know, what a waste for these dogs to be stuck in a kennel, because their handlers, their masters have been suspended because they won't get the vaccine. So the dogs' names are Dax, Cantor, and Emma. And we thought that one of them was named Fathom, but Fathom was the dog previously handled by the canine state trooper, who's now been suspended. Fathom is retired. He's still with the wife and the four kids, and the and the now suspended state trooper, unfortunately. But the new dog is named Dax. And there's a picture of Cantor here. Mass State Police canine Cantor receives bullet and stab protective vest. That's a picture. There's a picture in the Globe and a picture in the Framingham newspaper. But Dax, Cantor, and Emma, I guess they're all in a kennel in Acton because they've been taken. You can't just give them to somebody else because they're one man dogs. They're one trooper dogs.
A beautiful dog, a talented dog.
It's a shame. And again, for what? Why are these guys suspended? So this is from a state trooper sent this out, a former state trooper. Yesterday, I was made aware that three canine troopers who I worked formerly with when employed by the Mass State Police Canine Unit had higher-ranking officials come to take their dogs, cruisers, and guns away to be immediately placed on suspension without pay in front of their families. This is all due to a completely useless, and then puts that in parentheses, useless vaccine, one that has not been tested prior to last year, one that hundreds of thousands of people are still obtaining COVID after taking, one that leaves an MSP sergeant in critical condition post-vaccine, although he's doing better now, I guess, slightly better. These three dogs will now sit in a kennel unworked for God knows how long. Three dogs were removed from the Massachusetts best canine unit in the state. Three handlers who work with these dogs day in and day out to keep the Commonwealth safe. Now, I don't care what your beliefs are with the vaccine, good or bad. Again, this is a former Mass state trooper. What I do believe is that it is our right as to do what we want to go into our own bodies or not go into our own bodies. And because of having that right to choose taken away, we are losing amazing men and women, and even canines are now to be taken off our streets. So much for America, the land of the free. The days of being proud to be a trooper in this day and age are sadly long overdue. Now troopers do not have the right to free speech on social media when still on the job. You can't even post about politics without getting gagged. Call the State House. Demand Charlie Baker remove this new imposition of mandatory vaccines. It'll help keep your community safe with boots on the ground. It's really it really is unfortunate. It's unfortunate these cops aren't working, and they're short of staff. And again, we're talking about the good state troopers. There are bad apples, obviously, like this guy Carr, and I don't know how the hell he ever got on the job. Karen Polito, though, was talking about how great he was last week at the graduation ceremony at the DCU Center in Worcester.
Each one of you is a committed, trained, educated, responsible, driven individual who cares deeply about the public safety.
Well, maybe some more than others, Karen. But again, she also said she had their backs.
I want you to feel today the support of your community and your government and your family and friends. We will always be with you. We know you have our back, and we have yours.
Et tu, Brute, as Julius Caesar said, right before the shiv was plunged into his back, like they're plunging the shiv into the back of all these people whose backs they claim they have. It's just it's really, really bad what they're doing, and this is happening across the country too, and we all know it, and some of the people that are being handling these assignments, they have as I said, checkered pasts, shall we say. I'm looking at one of them right now. I won't name it. This is one of the guys who was involved in humiliating state troopers yesterday, calling them out in front of their peers and taking away their badges, their guns, et cetera, et cetera. This guy was on a few years back. In 2010, he was on restricted duty, and he will not operate a departmental vehicle or carry his issued service weapon. And now this guy is back, and he's humiliating other troopers who just refused to get the vaccination. They did less than he did. I got his name. I haven't released it yet. I'm holding it up right now for the camera. I have the text with the order. But you know what goes around comes around. That's all I can say. You know, you keep you're holier than thou now. But people who live in glass houses should not throw stones. I'll leave it at that for the time being. 844-500-4242. And I hope these dogs get back with their handlers sooner rather than later. You think it's a lot of fun. You know, you're one day you're out running around. You got a nice family. You're in the car for 8 hours a day, the cruiser, and then the next night you're locked up in a kennel, in the hole, so to speak, for a dog in solitary confinement in Acton, and it's costing the taxpayers $56 a day because Charlie Parker wants to humiliate these cops. It's not right. It's not. These guys didn't do anything. There are bad cops in the state police, but these guys aren't the bad ones. They're the ones that are being punished. Not the ones who stole all the money out on the turnpike, embezzled the money. They're all retired. A lot of them living in Florida. One of them just bought a $78,000 truck. Well, how do I know that? Because his ex-girlfriend tells me what he does. She follows him. He paid back the money he stole, got a big pension, and now he just bought a $78,000 truck. And these guys on the canine unit are now unemployed. Because they didn't steal anything, they just wouldn't take the jab. How is that right? 844-500-4242. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Howie, Ocasio-Cortez said a statement that the world's going to end in 15 years?
17 years. But who's counting?
17. Okay. Yeah, but... She said something.
Bring me a Pall Mall, would you? Someone give me a cigarette.
Right.
Go ahead.
So she said something in her statement, and then the world's going to end. I go, it's already ending in Portland and Minneapolis, Seattle, Los Angeles, Austin, Texas, sometimes Denver.
Joe, let's look on the bright side. 3 years ago, she said the world was ending in 12 years. So that would have been 2030.
Right.
So now we've got an extra 8 years. Do you know how many cigarettes you can smoke in 8 years?
Yeah. I mean, she's 29 forever, but you can't stay 29. When she said that statement, she said it to fifth graders and scaring them out of their wits.
I know.
There's no scientific evidence.
I know. You know... They're trying, you know, a lot of the, when I grew up in the late 50s, early 60s, and, you know, we had all these duck and cover things, and the sirens went off at noon every Saturday in the city of Portland where I lived. And, you know, but still, they weren't trying to scare the bleep out of you. You know, it was just something you had to go through. You know, like the bell ringing to begin the school day and end the school day. I mean, these people are like going out and really scaring the bleep out of these kids. You're absolutely right about that, Joe. And I don't, there's no reason for them to be scaring the kids. I mean, maybe AOC is so dumb she really thinks the world is going to end in 17 years. But most of these people don't. They're just trying to. It's more power for them. Thanks for the call, Joe. George, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, George.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Great show as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, I feel bad for those state troopers and their dogs over the BS vaccine. But speaking of state troopers, I'm coming up 95 North today near Attleboro. And as usual, if you look over, 95 South is jammed. And
right.
I glance over, no traffic. And then I see the two state trooper motorcycle cops coming down with the blue lights on. And they're only going about 30 or 40. And behind them, another five or six state trooper SUVs with their blue lights on. and 5 buses. And it didn't take me long to wonder, why would the state troopers have a caravan with 5 buses?
Everything free in America? Is that what you started humming, George?
I'm telling you, Howie, it is scary.
Everything free in America.
Charlie Parker says he welcomes all the new Americans.
Oh, he's been doing that for years. For years.
They're bringing in Afghans into this state, aren't they?
I don't really know, but I know they're big on sexual assaults. They're not like above the series.
Yeah. Taylor says they're bringing Afghans into New Bedford. How many, Taylor?
I'm not sure, but the mayor has said, come one, come all.
Come one, come all, yeah. Okay.
That's not an exact quote, but it's,
well, yeah, it's
the city's wide open.
We get it. They're unvetted. It would be one thing if they were bringing in our translators, people that have worked with our allies and the U.S. military, but these people are totally unvetted, and that's why we're running into these problems. By the way, did you see that there are threats of ISIS terror attacks on malls in Northern Virginia? That's on the Washington media. ISIS is back. Thank you, Joe Biden. Thanks for the call George. 844-500-4242. To all the listeners who, like me, have an IRA or 401k, I have an urgent warning for you. Our federal debt is now more than $28 trillion. What the government is not telling you is that the Fed is running out of ways to fight this growing burden. Inflation and tax hikes are their only way out. You've seen the 40% increase in gasoline prices since January. Have you tried to buy lumber lately? Have you noticed the shrinking portions in some packaged products at the supermarket? It's all about inflation. In this 1970s-style environment, every month your dollar buys less. So, if you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money is at risk. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to get your free precious metals IRA guide and find out how you can get paid to protect your retirement. That's right, goldco.com/Howie Carr, and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. So, what are you waiting for? Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect themselves against inflation and tax hikes. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio. I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He's always been a role model to the Jimmy Olsons in the city room.
This is a dog's life, kid. Keep out of it.
Yeah, but you get around and you see things.
Oh, you see things. I guess you believe all you hear on the radio. Huh?
He's Howie Carr.
It takes the Batman, Wolfman, Frankenstein, or Dracula to put her in the mood for love. It takes the cat, girl, dog, boy, creature from the Black Lagoon to make her feel like making love. It takes a monster.
I mentioned earlier, I tell the story of Bobby Boris Pickett. He was from Somerville, you know. And he's the guy who sang Monster Mash, the biggest Halloween song of all time. It was number one in 1962, and then it was number one again in the 1970s. And I think he's deceased now, but Bobby Boris Pickett. And he went out to Hollywood, and there was another guy from Somerville who was looking to go out to Hollywood. This was like late 1961, early 1962. Monster Mash was the big hit of October, Halloween 1962. So So he needed to go out with somebody, needed to share expenses and have some company on the ride out. You know who he went out with? Taylor, do you have any idea? You know where I'm going with this story?
No, I don't.
Guy by the name of Bobo Petriconi, also known as Alex Rocco, who was going out, who was trying to flee the beginning of the Irish gang war. He'd been the getaway driver for Buddy McLean when they shot Bernie McLaughlin in City Square in Charlestown. And after he got off, he said, I'm getting the hell out of here. I'm going to get killed. So he and Bobby Pickett, who soon became Bobby Boris Pickett, they drove out to Hollywood, and Bobo Petriconi became Alex Rocco, and he starred in many gang movies, including The Godfather as Mo Green, the Jewish gangster, the Buddy Bugsy Siegel guy, and he was also in The Friends of Eddie Coyle. So those two guys went out to Hollywood together. A Somerville, Cambridge, Hollywood success story. 844-500-4242. By the way, if you want to see these dogs, you can. I just found pictures of Emma and Cantor. Anyway, Emma's a really nice looking dog. I see a tweet from 2019 from the State Police in Westfield. Thanks to alert troopers and canine Emma's strong nose, MSP arrested two Connecticut men. I wonder if they were really Connecticut men for trafficking cocaine last night. That was from August of 2019. And tonight, Emma is under arrest herself at a kennel in Acton. Taken away from her handler, along with Dax and Cantor. Bart, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bart.
Hey, Howie, great show. I love your contribution to
Thanks.
The United States here. I want to know where all the liberal pro-abortion women's groups are on this vaccine invading government workers, in this case our police,
right? Or everybody, actually everybody, not just police, fire, nurses, and just people who have general bureaucratic jobs. They all have to get the vaccine. I don't know. Where are they? Where is the American Civil Liberties Union, Bart? You raise a good point here.
Well, I think you're right with the ACLU. I mean, there are a number of organizations who should be, supporting the privacy and the inviolate.
Right. Our bodies ourselves. Wasn't that the old saying? Our bodies ourselves? Yeah, something like that. Anyway, our body is our choice. Whatever, it's true. And where's the ACLU? Oh, I know where they are. They're negotiating the $450,000 for every illegal alien that crossed the border under Donald Trump. That's what they. That's. I guess the payday is a lot bigger than defending the frontline government workers who are going to lose their jobs. Have a good weekend and get out and sign those petitions for voter ID and to stop Charlie Parker's gas tax. I'm Howie Carr.